Avalanche forecast for Sunday, the 22nd of February 2026. Outside marked and open pistes, a precarious avalanche situation will prevail. As a consequence of new snow and strong wind, the wind slabs will increase in size once again. All day it applies above the treeline considerable avalanche danger, so danger level 3, below low avalanche danger, so danger level 1. All day, above the treeline, we have a persistent weak layer problem, especially in the aspects west to north to east. Furthermore, all day, above 2000 meter, we have a wind slab problem. This in all aspects. Wind slabs are very prone to triggering in all aspects above approximately 2000 meters. These can in many cases be released in near surface layers of the snowpack. Avalanches can also penetrate near ground layers of the snowpack and reach medium size on west, north and east facing slopes. As a consequence of the strong fern wind from the north, individual natural avalanches are possible as the day progresses. The runout zones are to be avoided. In addition, as the day progresses, especially at the base of rock walls, small loose snow avalanches are possible. In the regions neighboring those that are subject to danger level 4, high, the avalanche-prone locations are larger. And now the snowpack. 15 to 30 centimeters of snow, and even more in some localities, has fallen since Thursday. Along the border with Salzburg, 10 to 15 centimeters of snow will fall during the night. As a consequence of the strong wind, the wind slabs will increase in size once again. Somewhat older wind slabs are lying on surface hoar. Distinct weak layers exist in the old snowpack, in particular on west, north and east facing slopes. We have the following danger patterns: DP.1, deep persistent weak layer, DP.6, cold, loose snow and wind. The tendency for Monday, the 23rd of February 2026 indicates a steady avalanche danger. Have a nice day and don't forget to be careful.